You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook, where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. At Fuquay's Soul Food Restaurant, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat meats, home-cooked vegetables, and homemade desserts. Fuquay's Soul Food Restaurant is located in Rogersville, Alabama. Fuquay's can also take care of your catering and party needs. Check them out on Facebook or give them a call at 256-607-7120. A new location is coming soon to Hartsell, Alabama, so stay tuned.
For all your
strawberry
needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm currently has
strawberries.
Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
J. Calvert Farm.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to an on-location edition of The Mark White Show, coming to you from Talladega, Alabama, as I have with me Buddy Hooper, the Alabama Foster and Adoptive Parent Association president. Glad to have him here at the 2023 conference. Welcome back to The Mark White Show, Buddy Hooper.
I appreciate it, Mark. We're just happy to have you here and promoting our conference and everything you've been doing recently for our Foster Parent Association.
Happy to do it. And my connection, as I've mentioned on the show before, my grandparents adopted three children in the 1950s, and then my grandparents took guardianship of me when I was 9 years old, officially took me and my brother into their home and raised us. And so we've got the kinship, and we've also raised my nephew as well. and he's now 22 years old, as I just mentioned to you. So a lot of this hits close to home when we're talking about adoption. I had a brother that was in foster care as well, and so this is something that's very important to me. And seeing these families here represented to come to this conference and to learn more, be educated by some people who have some serious knowledge and be able to impart that is a really good thing to be able to do today and over the next couple of days.
Well, thank you for that. And many of us are kind of like you. We've been involved with foster care, and I'm speaking to my family. We fostered, we adopted, and we did kinship care. We currently have a 13-year-old at home that we adopted, who is our granddaughter. And we all kind of get in all the different aspects of it. But we're happy to have all the speakers that were here this week. We've got them as far away as Oklahoma coming to speak to us on fetal alcohol syndrome. And people from here within the state speaking on subjects that parents need to know about how to take care of the children in their home.
Buddy, how did you come to have the guests that you do? How was that selected as far as picking the topics that you thought might be important to these families?
Well, we have suggestions, even coming from state DHR. They say, you know, our parents need this topic or that topic. And so we've got a lot of partners here in the state. Alabama Post-Adoption Connections helps us with workshops. And so we're able to draw from the workshops they do. And of course, we've got state DHR people here helping do the training. And so we've got a wealth of information here in Alabama. But our person from out of state happens to be Karen Poteet, who is the president of the National Foster Parent Association. And she came to join us this week.
And she adopted herself two sisters, and she shared that story. And she talked about the fact that the children had had a mother that had consumed alcohol during their birth, during the pregnancy, and it caused some damage to one of them especially. And so that does connect with these families when they have similar circumstances and they can hear someone be able to share their own story and then relate to that.
Yeah, and we were glad to see that this chapel here at Shaco Springs was pretty well full for her workshop. And, you know, COVID over the past couple of years has cut down on our numbers. We used to average about 350 at this conference. And this is the first time in 3 years that we've been over 200 again. So we were very glad to see over 200 people attend this time.
When I had you on the show last, you and Keith Lowhorn, there was no such thing as COVID at the time.
Right.
That was prior to that.
Right.
And we talked about the different chapters across the state, the importance of the foster and adoptive parent associations and how they help and impact these families that want to be adoptive parents and be foster parents. One of the speakers was Leslie Hales, and she spoke about life after adoption. That was one of the classes I was able to sit through. She did a very good job because for people who age out, so to speak,
yeah,
the life after that, there's still that trauma there that they carry with them and still some reluctance to match some of the milestones that maybe many of us do at adulthood. And so she addressed those challenges. I think that was very helpful because a lot of these parents, they're raising them as children, but they realize that one day most of these young people are going to be out on their own and they're concerned about what kind of life they'll have beyond this.
Well, it is a big concern for a lot of parents, adoptive parents and foster parents, where they have adopted these children at a young age, and now they're adults. And many of them still, I guess they're adults age-wise, but they're not always adults chronologically or emotionally or whatever.
Right, and, mentally.
So they still have to have a lot of support from parents, and we have parents that are willing to do that.
We have a lot of aunts and uncles and grandparents and those who've taken on their loved ones, family members, not necessarily adoption, not necessarily foster care, but just the grandmother who's taking care of a grandchild or multiple grandchildren, like my grandmother did, over and over, generation after generation, and they need our support. We've talked about this with Keith Lowhorn as
parents as grandparents, as parents before on the show, and how important it is for them to have support. Where does the Alabama Foster and Adoptive Parent Association step in to try to help those with kinship?
Well, we're supporting kinship now more than ever through information, through helping them with resources, a lot of different things. And education, it's a difficult thing to get the information out to kinship parents because we don't have a list like we do for foster parents that we can just contact them.
Right.
So it's more of a one-on-one or Facebook, posting things on Facebook about it, and to try to get information out there. Now, at this conference this year, we've got more kinship parents here than ever before. And just off the top of my head, I think we have 12 to 15 grandparents here who are raising their grandchildren.
And that's not surprising. My grandparents took it on back in the 80s with me and my brother, and so it was a time period where that wasn't as common, and now it's very much a common thing to see a grandparent raising a grandchild.
Well, I think it's been common. It hasn't been recognized as much as it is now. We see it more now because different things, you know, and we try to publicize it, you know. For every one child in foster care, there's like, I forget the numbers, it's astronomical sometimes. It's like 75 grandparents raising a grandchild or something.
Wow.
You know, it's a big number.
In just a few minutes, I'll be talking to Brandon Bishop, who's the president of the Madison Foster and Adoptive Parent Association. Let's get the information out to those who are listening statewide, how they can connect with the Alabama Foster and Adoptive Parent Association.
Several different ways. One of them is our website, and that's AFAPA.org. That's the acronym for Alabama Foster Adoptive Parent Association. And we have a lot of information on our website. We also have a toll-free number, 888-545-2372. They can reach us that way. Email is the best way if you want direct contact, and that's a simple one. It's afapa@afapa.org.
Excellent. Buddy Hooper, glad to have you back on the Mark White Show to share about this conference. Glad that it can be back on track as we talked about post-COVID. Mm-hmm. Things are improving, I believe, and we'll start to see more and more families participate. And I hope that someone listening will want to connect with the Alabama Foster and Adoptive Parent Association because of this conversation today.
Thank you, Mark.
Folks, when we come back, we're going to have Brandon Bishop, who's the president of the Madison County Foster and Adoptive Parent Association. I'm coming to you from Shoco Springs in Talladega, Alabama. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Does throwing away glass make you feel guilty? Now there's a better way to keep Alabama beautiful, and it doesn't involve being taxed involuntarily like other recycling programs do now. Phoenix Glass Recycling is a local small business serving all of Madison County that comes directly to you once a month for as little as $8.25. You can sign up now at phoenixglassrecycling.com, or if you live outside of Madison County, subscribe to their newsletter to be notified when service is available in your area.
Back. We're coming to you from Talladega, Alabama at the Alabama Foster and Adoptive Parent Association Conference 2023. I'm glad to have Brandon Bishop and Christy Bryant along with Edie Lowhorn. Welcome to the Mark White Show, folks.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Mark. Good to see you.
Hello.
Glad to have you, Madison County folks, representing Madison County Foster and Adoptive Parent Association. And Brandon, you're the president of the organization there in North Alabama?
Yes, sir.
What is your role as president with the Madison County Foster and Adoptive Parent Association?
Edie and Christy tell me what to do, and I go out and do it.
Are you a foster parent yourself?
I am. My wife, Trina, and I, we've been fostering 8.5 years now. So we've had a little over 25 or 26 children in that amount of time. It kind of blurs together after a few.
So what took you from the role of foster parent to saying that I want to be a part of this organization, and not only that, but to be president and lead the way for Madison County?
Never really wanted to be president. It just happened. But no, I've always had a heart for serving and giving back, and was helping out with some other organizations before McFAPA, and there's an opportunity to come on and came on, help bring it back from, I guess, dormancy. They were trying to get it back going and growing it, and luckily we've been able to grow it over the last 5 years, 6 years or so.
And how long did you say you've been a foster parent?
We
8.5?
Mm-hmm. Our oldest biological son is 8 now, and we got licensed about 5-6 months before he was born.
And what was it that gave you that desire, you and your wife, to be foster parents?
Wasn't part of the plan, but we were trying to have our own children at the time. Both healthy, wasn't the right timing, and lots of these God winks and God moments happened, and I like to say Celine Dion is the one that pushed us over the edge, because we did we watched the Home for the Holidays special, and, you know, success stories of adoption, foster care, sob stories, so we're sitting there crying, and we said, okay, maybe we need to check it out and see. So we got into it, got application put in, and I guess a couple of months later we're in the classes. And then from there, crazier and more kids. And we've got 3 biological children now of our own. So, I think 6 or 7 weeks into our foster licensing classes, found out my wife was pregnant, of course. And, we continued our license, got it, and here we are.
How many children have you had come through your house in the eight and a half years that you've been a foster parent?
Between long-term, short-term, and respite, I would say maybe a little over 30. But as far as those that we took in, took placement of, I guess, I think 26 is that number. So a lot.
What prepares someone to be a foster parent? Because I see it as one of those things that you can only explain so much, and then it's hands-on learning as you go, and there's going to be a lot of challenges that you couldn't address in, say, a training class.
Yeah, every child's different. Every situation's different. You kind of just, I think early on we said Jesus and communication. That's all you need. Jesus and communication. That's all you need. And it takes a lot of Jesus and a lot of communication to be able to go, because each child has their own set of challenges, I guess. And it's been a wild ride, but we love this crazy life.
What can you take back from a conference like this at the Alabama state level to Madison County that can help your work as a local organization?
Well, just the ability to connect those across the state with each other, just knowing they're not alone, that there are others out there to support or help or just lend an ear to. But a lot of the sessions here are informative, and we can take that back. And when situations arise in our county, we can point them to the resources that were here at the conference.
As I mentioned, we have Christy Bryant as well as Edie Lohorn. And Christy, welcome to the show here. Glad to have you today.
Thanks for having me.
And you're on the board for the Madison County chapter?
I am, that's correct, and, as well as the state with Brandon.
Okay, and what brought you to the table, so to speak, to be a part of the Foster and Adoptive Parent Association?
So me and my husband, we have been foster parents almost 13 years ourselves now. And so we don't have any biological children. We have adopted both of our children. One through foster care and then the other through a private adoption. And so we both have a heart for doing this in the community.
And as Brandon mentioned, say 5 years ago, the organization was rather dormant, I believe is the word that was used.
Oh my goodness. The resources when we started, it pales in comparison. When we started, you know, we were taking on cost and doing the things ourselves. And, you know, we had our friends and family buying things and helping us, you know, in that regards. And now we have this whole support system and network that helps us to be able to afford to the children to be able to help them with the things that they're going to need to make it easier for them and to be able to get the things that they need. And so we help each other, and I think that's a lot of why Brandon and Edie and myself, that's how we've come to know each other. You know, it's not just something that we're on a board with one another. We talk on a daily basis. And so, you know, we always have things going on, and I mean, we're committed to this cause of being able to give back and making sure that we're taking care of these children.
Christy, what were some of the things that were not in place 5 years ago that are in place now that makes it a benefit to those children in Madison County?
So one of the large things that I think that we're doing now, and I think that we do it really well, I'll give an example. We have a page on Facebook, as an example, that where we take and we post, and so any of our foster, adoptive, and kinship families are able to go on to this Facebook page, and they're able to claim those things that are posted on there. So if I have something, and I'm in the Madison city limits, so if I have something, I can post it, and somebody can just come and pick it up. And so people can literally claim the things that they need. And we do a really great job. So we have different organizations in town that are donating to us daily that brand new items. Some of them are used items. Some of them are things that foster parents have used, you know, well loved, but we're able to recycle them to each other to get them to the families that need them. And I think we're doing a really good job of being good stewards of the things that we have to be able to get them to the other families. And to me, it's a huge savings to be able to get that to the other families.
Edie Lohorn, when I was talking to Buddy Hooper in the first segment, we were talking about the level of kinship in this arena, and a lot more kinship has taken place over the years, and taking care of, say, grandparents, taking care of grandkids, aunts and uncles. As you know, my grandparents raised me.
I didn't know that.
And we talked about, with you and Keith, the last show that we did, we talked about grandparents as parents.
Mm-hmm.
And so kinship is a big part of this when it comes to children who are being taken care of, not in foster care, not adopted, but just simply a family member taking on the challenge of raising these children.
Yeah, there's a lot of relatives who are raising children in their family that did not go through the state or who are not legally in the system, that have just been dropped off, or ask a family member, can you take care of my child, because I can't take care of them, but I don't want them in the system. But the numbers, I don't know if Buddy told you, the new numbers have come out, and he just told me at dinner, I haven't got the new numbers, but he said even in Madison County, the numbers tripled since last year of relatives raising a child in their family. And not all of them are through DHR. So, you know, Keith and I are raising, we've adopted grandchildren. So, you know, it's got a special place in our heart. We're the kinship people. That's why I was brought on the board for MACFAPA, to be over the kinship, because we've never fostered. We have adopted now. But that's what our passion is to make things better for grand families or kinship families.
And I think that's good for there to be an awareness of that for grandparents who may be out there taking care of their grandkids, because how it happens sometimes, it's not through a system. It's a parent has a need,
yep,
for whatever reason, that someone else take care of their child. And because it's family, it's easier to make that transfer.
Absolutely.
Grandmother and granddaddy, they find themselves one day without grandkids and the next day they've got grandkids to raise.
Absolutely. I talked to a lady today who's here at the conference, and she has two grandchildren, and both of them from two different children, and they just said, Mom, I can't do it. And they brought them over to her house, and she's raising them with no help whatsoever. But she's here to get resources and learn how to do things a little bit different and to try to find some help without going into the system. But it's every day more families are popping up into this. I hate to say epidemic, but that's basically what it's become.
And that's a great way to tie it back into the Alabama Conference. Here we are today at the Alabama Foster and Adoptive Parent Association Conference, where people from all over the state, from north to south, east to west, come and find resources and tools, as Buddy said, for their toolkit, to be able to have resource people that have some knowledge and some experience,
yep,
and can be able to say, well, that's something I've gone through too,
right,
and make that connection, because a community has to be built to support each other. As the slogan, it takes a village, and we are the village.
That's everybody here is part of this village, and everybody here has another village outside of here. And if they don't, then they need to let people know, because we will take them in and they can be a part of our village, because every one of us needs help. I mean, we're raising kids that we didn't give birth to, and, you know, we're doing it willingly, but everybody can always use extra help. So that village, it can be anybody.
Brandon, let's close this segment out and talk about how people can connect with the Madison County Foster and Adoptive Parent Association.
Yeah, so you can go to it's mcfapa.live, so it's mcfapa.life. That's our website. You can go there and find all the resources and ways to connect. Facebook.com, just at mcfapa. Those are the two main sources for info for us, but we do meet monthly, typically, at the Rock Family Worship Center. We have our own trainings monthly for our county, so, you know, we'd love foster, adoptive, kinship families to reach out and get connected.
Christy Bryant, Brandon Bishop, Edie Lohorn, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Thank you.
Folks, again, you can check out at the state level, afapa.org. Glad to be coming to you from the 2023 Alabama Foster and Adoptive Parent Conference here in Talladega, Alabama. I hope that you've enjoyed this show and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama. With over 19 vitamins and minerals, pecans are a nutritional powerhouse. And just like with any produce, you want the freshest pecans possible for all that nutritional goodness. Shop with the Alabama Pecan Company for the best quality in raw pecans, pressed pecan oil, fresh pecan butter, and so many delicious snacks. Shop online at alabamapecanco.com or stop and visit them in their Mercantile and Cafe located on Highway 87 South in Sampson, Alabama. That's the Alabama Pecan Company. Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
Sand gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.